potential mass shooting stopped. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Monday at a field house in suburban Dallas, where 150 school-aged kids were attending various summer camps.
Duncanville police say a man walked in the front door armed with a handgun. He allegedly exchanged words with a staff member in the lobby and fired one round. According to police, the gunman tried to enter a classroom with children inside, but was unsuccessful. That's when police say he fired a second shot from the hallway at the door. Investigators say the gunman then moved to the gymnasium, housing more children.
It's Peyton Yeager of Fox 4 in Dallas who reports that's when police arrived. They say the shooter fired at them and he was then shot and killed. Police not saying yet who he was or why he was there. A California Highway Patrol officer reported to be in critical condition after being shot Monday evening in Los Angeles.
CHP officials say a CHP officer pulled over a vehicle, but there was a shooting and a CHP officer was shot. The officer was transported to the hospital in critical condition.
Coco McAvoy of Fox 11 in Los Angeles reports the LAPD have surrounded a location where they believe the gunman may be hiding. The House January 6th committee Monday offering testimony that President Trump refused to believe he'd lost his reelection bid.
Former Attorney General Bill Barr told the House Select Committee he became demoralized over then-President Trump's claims of rigged voting machines.
I thought, boy, if he really believes this stuff, he has, lost contact he's become detached from reality.
That video deposition was part of several interviews conducted by the House panel revealing top campaign officials tried to advise the former president there was not sufficient evidence of widespread fraud. The committee is trying to establish a link between persistent claims of a stolen election and the breach of the Capitol last year.
Fox's Jared Halperin. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The country's largest police department facing a staffing crunch.
The New York Police Department is looking for more police officers amid an exodus from the department. According to the New York Post, nearly 1,600 officers have resigned or retired so far this year. That is up 38% compared to the same time last year and up 46% compared to the same date in 2020. This as crime continues to rise. Transit crime in New York City is up 54%. The NYPD is searching for a man who unprovoked randomly attacked a 19-year-old woman on the subway, placing her in a chokehold and slashing her multiple times in the neck and back.
Fox's Brian Yenes. Protests Monday night outside the home of Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito by abortion rights supporters. The High Court Monday issued 5 opinions, but not a ruling in the Mississippi abortion case, which could overturn Roe versus Wade. The House will vote Tuesday on a bill to increase protection for Supreme Court justices and their families, but Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn, who co-sponsored the Senate version of the bill, says the House has changed it dramatically. Flood damage, closing Yellowstone National Park for a few days.
The National Park Service has been posting videos taken from helicopters of washed-out roads, stretches of which have just disappeared down hillsides. Officials say the park is experiencing record flooding, and they're trying to deal with rock slides and mudslides due to unprecedented rainfall. They've taken the rare move to shut down all 5 entrances to Yellowstone National Park just as tourist season was supposed to start, and it looks like they'll stay closed at least through Wednesday. Jill Nato, Fox News.
More than 107 million people in the United States are under excessive heat advisories or heat warnings for Tuesday. Forecast to reach the triple digits in both St. Louis and Charlotte. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.